Joined here by head coach Dan Owens of the Mercer Lady Cardinals. We're just talking before I hit the record button here. Three victories last week, and all were 50-something to high teens to 20s, low 20-something. Mormon Trail at home, on the road at East Harrison. Grenier 5 at home on Friday. Certainly, Coach, 3-0 a week's a great week, but I know that you build your program on defensive intensity and making it very difficult for your opponents to score and giving up an average about 19, 20 points a game in those three victories. That's pretty good.
Well, that's kind of been our consistent part of our game so far this year. Defensively, we've played pretty well. Offensively, we just seem to struggle and don't shoot the ball as well as what we should, and that causes us to not necessarily score as many points as we'd like.
Are you more, without Torrey on the interior, are you more of a jump shooting team this year where if you're going to get points, it's going to be in that 10 to 15 foot area? Or do you feel like you have some girls that, even in the half court, can drive the paint and get layups that way?
Well, a little bit of both, but we're primarily we shoot several threes, which obviously keeps your percentage down, but Maddie Fisher can go inside some. We have Ashlyn Brown and Gracie Rogers that both go inside. So we try and keep it a little bit balanced, but it's pretty hard without that dominant force inside.
Yeah, defensively, your team has been picking it up just as far as giving up 20 a game. That's an improvement over the first four. Offensively, you've been very consistent, anywhere from 48 to 58 points. Do you feel like offensively that there is consistency there? But, there's consistency, but I'm sure you as a coach want a little bit more as far as, getting into the 60 or 65, or how do you feel like the offense is going right now?
Well, that's exactly right. I think, I think some nights we just struggle shooting the ball, and I kind of thought that might be something that's a little better this year than it was last year, but I'm not sure at this point that's the case. And we're getting a lot of shots up. We're creating a lot of turnovers. We're doing some good things that way. But some nights we just don't shoot it very well, and that's something that hopefully as the year goes on we can work on during practices, and that's definitely what we've been doing for the most part.
Most, 90% of basketball teams are going to have the players that have experience and kind of know what they're doing on the varsity level. And then you have a group of new players that are kind of figuring out on the fly. And I know you have a couple of players who, they're getting used to more varsity time or just varsity time in general. Those new faces on your varsity, coach, how are they coming along? How are they figuring it out at this point?
Well, I think they're doing a good job. Like I mentioned earlier, Gracie Rogers, Ashlyn Brown, and Bailey Houck have all played significant minutes for us. Two of them are sophomores, so they're ready to take that next step from as freshmen, where you're just trying to get things figured out. And I think for the most part, those two have done a good job doing that. And then Gracie Rogers was our sixth kid last year, and she's playing very well, very similar to the way she did last year. So between those three, they're definitely getting more minutes than they did this time last year, and hopefully they can continue to improve.
So Grundy won 51-18 on Friday. If I look at the three opponents, and I don't know much about Mormon Trail, but I have seen through the grapevine that Grundy, despite being real young, they look like they have an improved team this year. Do they, especially with it being an HDC foe and kind of a traditional rival, do you kind of feel like they really had the girls' focus coming up there on Friday?
Well, I do. I think both teams played very hard early, and it was tied after one, and both teams were just kind of feeling each other out and not necessarily putting the ball in the hole as well as either team would like, but it was 5-5 after the first, and then in the second we were able to get in a little bit more rhythm offensively, and we were able to take a decent lead into halftime and really extend it in the second half, where defensively I thought we played very well.
I've seen Linn County teams that have been really good through the years and some that struggle a little bit. I think it's pretty typical of your Class 1 level teams. What do you know about this year's Lady Mustang team that's up at your place tonight, Coach?
Well, I truly believe they're going to be, if not the best team, one of the top two teams that we've played this year so far. And they've got basically their whole starting lineup returning. We played them twice last year, once in the semifinals of the Meadville tournament and in our regular season game. And, They're just a scrappy, physical. They've got definitely some skill players. Morgan Livingston's as good a player as we'll see all year, and they've got a very good point guard that's back and some size inside. So, it's going to be a huge challenge for us. It's a game that we need at this point, but it's we're going to have to do things better than we've done at certain points of the year to be successful.
Yeah, Linn County's 5-2, and as I checked their resume, Coach, and I know, you know, your opportunity to play Meadville is likely going to come to the Meadville tournament in January, but that's a team that I kind of checked out their resume last week, and I think Meadville's 8-0 and 9-0, and I mean, they're crushing everybody about 70-20 or something like that. Have you kind of heard through the grapevine how good that Meadville team is this year?
Well, I knew coming in they had a couple good move-in kids and a new coach that came from La Plata that we had played last year, and they're very good. Plus the, you know, basically they have everybody coming back from last year's team, and the Holzer girls are a very, very good player. So, yeah, I'm really not surprised at how good they are at this point. You know, they're definitely one of the best teams in the state. I think they're a little bit, you know, even though they may be rated, I think they're a little underrated as good as they're playing. And Linn County this past Friday played them, and I know it wasn't very close, but basically nobody's played very close with Meadville, so it's kind of a hard barometer. And their other losses are to a very good team that only has one or two losses also. So I know they're playing well. Linn County is, you know, they're going to be well coached, and you know, like I said earlier, they're just very, very scrappy and play very hard, so it'll be a good matchup.
Yeah, a team worth watching, certainly, as you get closer to February and March, is that Meadville team. Mercer is going to play at Holiday Hoops, and got all that weather coming in this Thursday. That could work out well for Mercer. They're not in this week's schedule at the Ketchum Center. Next week, Friday the 30th, Mercer is going to play King City. In fact, those will be the last two games of Holiday Hoops. I believe that's a girls-boys doubleheader. Girls game 4:30 on Friday the 30th. We will start again the Mercer Coaches Shows on Monday, January the 9th. Coach Owens, appreciate the time. I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas, and we'll catch at the Ketchum Center on the 30th.
All right, you too, Tom. Thanks a lot.